بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من ولا أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. When we look at the ibadah, the worship of Hajj, let's take for example the other pillars of Islam. You have salah. It's an action of worship that you do with your body. And if you look at fasting, siyam, it's an action of worship that you do with your body. When you look at zakah, it's an action of worship that you do with your money. But then when you look at Hajj, it's something very interesting. It's an action of worship that you do with both your money and your body. So you're paying this amount of money for a Hajj group and tickets and hotel and transportation, all of that. And it's an action of worship of the money that you're spending. But on top of that, you physically have to do actions in Hajj. Now what I've noticed is that a lot of people, they go for Hajj and they've prepared the money part. They've saved up the money, they've got the package, they've been to the hotel, all of that stuff. But when it comes to preparing one's body for the Hajj, a lot of people unfortunately don't prepare anything. So they live, and all of us live, in a toxic environment. Living in the West, you live in a toxic environment with all the poisons and the fast foods and the oils, all of this poison building up, and all your body is waiting for is some heavy stress. And then you're going to get out of balance and you'll get sick, which is exactly what happens when people go for Hajj. This is normally what happens. Someone goes for Hajj and they're really excited, so they're not sleeping properly. You know, they go do Qiyam al-Layl early, late at night. They're doing staying up at night at the Kaaba. They're skipping meals. It's really hot outside, but they're not really drinking water enough. They might be taking sips of Zemzem here and there, but they don't have a water bottle with them. So in the first few days, they're going at full tilt. They're working so hard in their Hajj, but then by about day 4, day 5, they get hit with a really heavy sickness. They might have diarrhea, they have a fever, they're knocked out, they've lost their voice. And mark my words, if someone hasn't prepared properly, they'll go for Hajj. And you'll hear something like this, you know, it kind of like ticks me off when people say this. They say everybody gets sick in Hajj. That's not true. Not everybody gets sick in Hajj. Everybody who hasn't prepared will get sick. But if you prepared inshallah ta'ala and you place your trust in Allah and you do some of the steps that I'm about to suggest inshallah ta'ala, you don't have to get sick in Hajj. Inshallah ta'ala, you can go for your Hajj and be healthy from the beginning of the journey till the end of the journey inshallah ta'ala. So here are some of the suggestions. Here's your assignment on how to prepare yourself, and Hajj is just around the corner now, how to prepare yourself inshallah ta'ala for the Hajj. So step number one in this assignment, everybody has different bodies, and I'm not telling you, oh, do this diet for 10 days or that diet for 10 days. What I want you to do is remember a time when you were in really good shape, right? And you probably know that time, whenever it was. The question is, when you go back to that time, what were you doing at that time that was making you so healthy? For some people, it's, you know, they were going on a walk 5 times a day. For other people, maybe they were doing a certain diet, this diet or that diet, whatever diet was for you. You want to write down a list of what were the things that you were doing back then that made you so healthy. And what I want you to do, inshallah ta'ala, is make a list of 20 of these things. Make a list of 20 things that you did during the times when you were healthy, when the times you're either losing weight or you're in good weight status and full of energy. 20 things, and out of this list of 20, after you write down the list of 20, what I want you to do is take the 10 most effective out of that list of 20, and then for the next 10 days, apply those 10 principles, inshallah ta'ala, for yourself. So I'll give you a glimpse of some of the techniques that I found to be beneficial in preparation for my Hajj, and inshallah ta'ala, if you find some use in it, you're welcome to use it as well. Firstly, for the next 10 days, one of the techniques that I would use is start to take out any salt or sugar from your diet. So for 10 days, make sure that the foods that you're eating, they don't contain salt and they don't contain sugar. Another thing that you'd want to try doing is possibly going for a walk about 45 minutes a day for about 5 days a week. Get your body in the mode of moving. Because inshallah ta'ala, you're going to do a lot of moving, a lot of standing and moving. Inshallah ta'ala, in Hajj, your body has to be used to that, inshallah ta'ala. You basically want to also, another tip is, be on a soup and salad type of diet. Making sure that your food, your body is able to digest things that have piled up. And those soups and salad will make it easy for you, inshallah ta'ala. Other things that you might want to try is, there's some really weird ones, but I'll tell you, inshallah, just the basic ones that everybody's familiar with. You want to start drinking more water, and I mean a lot more water. Some people, they'll just take 8 glasses or something like that. I would say try drinking 3 liters of water every day for the next 10 days. And of course, you start drinking water like that, you'll be going to the bathroom more often, but inshallah ta'ala, your body will get used to absorbing that water, and you'll find this amazing energy, inshallah ta'ala, so that when you go for Hajj, you will be going with energy and be able to sustain energy, inshallah ta'ala. You also want to be drinking and eating things that are green, such as green vegetables like cucumbers or celery or mint tea or things like that. You want to be taking in more greens. And a last example and a last advice for you is to try to eat smaller meals. A lot of people, they have these big, huge lunches, big, huge dinners. What you want to try doing is making your meals smaller, and inshallah ta'ala, maybe even fasting. And bi-idhnillah, as you make your own list, and you can take some of the suggestions here, what I want you to do is take this list, and for the next 10 days, apply it. Apply it every day, and make sure that you hold on to it, because Hajj is just around the corner, and you want to be in your peak state of health going into Hajj, so that you don't have to listen to people saying that everybody gets sick in Hajj. Inshallah ta'ala, you don't have to get sick in Hajj. And here's a bonus tip for you. Whenever I go for Hajj, one of the first things that I do when I arrive at the Kaaba is go to the Zamzam well, get some Zamzam water. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Zamzam water is good for any dua that you make. And so I take the Zamzam water and I say, "Oh Allah, keep me healthy and keep me, fit all throughout my Hajj." And then I drink the Zamzam water, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember one year that I made this dua and drank the Zamzam water, went back to my hotel room, and I got sick. And I thought to myself, "Ya Allah, I'm here at the Kaaba, I made this dua with Zamzam, there's no way I could be sick." And so I took one Tylenol, and instantly it was gone. And alhamdulillah, the whole Hajj was fine. And year after year, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me that I haven't gotten sick, and I hope the same for you, inshallah ta'ala. With best wishes to see you have an accepted Hajj, inshallah ta'ala. This is Muhammad al-Sharif for Hajj Coach. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.